Oh, hi. You must be my 6 o'clock. You're my first donor of the night. Oh, yes, I only work nights. It's the best time of the day. Yep, I'm in my element after sundown. Been like that as long as I can remember. It wouldn't be a lie to say I only really come alive at night. Please, go ahead and sit back on this recliner here. I know, it's probably atypical to have an easy chair in the sperm donor room, but I believe in making my subjects, or my donors, as comfortable as possible. You can even kick your shoes off if you'd like. Sure, why not? You're not going anywhere for a little while. Isn't that just the best feeling? Kicking off your shoes right after work? You did come here right from work, didn't you? Considering the hour? Well, please know we are very grateful for your donation today. You're making an important contribution, needless to say. What's the matter? You look uneasy. Oh, right. It does say on this chart here that it's your first time donating. You're lucky they sent you to me. Oh, yes. My superpower is making it easy for first-time donors. Yes, absolutely. We offer two options here. I can, of course, provide you with some stimulating material and leave you to do your business. But if you don't mind being touched, including below the belt, well, I recommend that I do the collection for you. I have my own special way of doing this. I'm told it's really an enjoyable experience, and it does tend to provide much higher yields. Sound good? You're okay with me taking care of things then? Excellent. No one has ever complained about any discomfort while in my care. Some of my donors even say that everything goes so smoothly, they barely remember the session at all afterwards. Now, let me just quickly scan your chart. Although, you wouldn't have gotten this far if you had any medical issues. Yep, this all looks good. Congratulations, we can move forward. So, as I said, we'll be here for a little while. The procedure itself will take about 15 minutes, but we always book the room for 45 minutes to ensure the subject, I mean, the donor, has time to mellow out beforehand and to ensure that we have enough time for the aftercare. What do I mean by aftercare? Well, the recovery period after the collection, of course. Why don't you make yourself more at ease? We find donors have an easier time if they are more relaxed. For starters, you can loosen the tie and unbutton the top of your shirt. You look terribly confined. There you go. You're already looking more relaxed. And, well, you might as well undo the buckle of your belt. You'll need to, sooner or later. There. Isn't that just so much better? Now, let's start with a simple breathing exercise. Don't worry, it's very easy to follow. First, are you comfy? Good. Go ahead and exhale all the air out. Now close your lips and breathe in through your nose. 4, 3, 2, 1. Then breathe out your mouth, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good, you're a natural. Let's do that for 2 more rounds. Inhale, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold, and exhale, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold, and exhale, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Very, very good. Aw, look at that. That furrow in your brow has already softened. You are doing very well. I'd like you to look right here. Yes, look directly into my eyes. It's a bit of a strange request, I know, but trust me, I know what I'm doing. Look into my eyes. And relax. That's it. Breathe. Making sure people are relaxed really is the best way to make this an enjoyable and productive experience. And I've found that one of the best ways to help someone relax is to have them look into my eyes, just like you are doing now. It's true, isn't it? It is so easy, so very easy to relax when you are looking into my eyes. It's so wonderful to just lie there, looking up at me, and to lose yourself in my eyes. Yes, just like that. Keep looking. Don't look away. Just listen to my voice. And just let yourself sink into my pretty, pretty eyes. I can tell you are stiffening up down there. That's perfectly all right. It's only natural to become aroused when you are in an intimate situation with an attractive woman. And eye contact is such an intimate thing, isn't it? Especially when I am so close to you, with my entire attention focused on you, and you are completely focused on me, on my voice, my words, my eyes. Yes, just keep looking into my eyes. They are so mesmerizing. So entrancing. You can't think about anything else. But that's all right. You don't have to. In fact, you don't even have to think at all. Just relax and let your thoughts drift away. Focus on how good you feel. How good it feels to listen to me. How good it feels when the world is as simple as it is right now. When all you have to do is listen to my voice. Look into my eyes and let yourself fall. Sink. Do as I say. It feels good to do what the pretty lady tells you to do. And this pretty lady is telling you to let go. To sink down into my eyes. Deeper and deeper down. It feels so very good. Like you are sinking into a warm bath. Any and all tension just melting away. Like your thoughts are melting away. And that is perfectly all right. You don't need to think. You don't need to listen. Close your eyes now. Let go. That's it. It feels so very good to give yourself over to me. To let go of everything. To simply drift and float without a care in the world. Hearing nothing but my voice, and nothing but warm, blissful pleasure. Tilt your head back for me now. Look at this pretty throat. Yes. You will feel nothing but pleasure. I wonder what you will taste like. There is nothing like first blood. Isn't it wonderful, sweetie? Your first steps on the journey of becoming my pet. And you don't even know it. You taste so sweet. I must control myself and not empty you. Well, none of your blood, at any rate. Delicious. Thank you for your donation. Now, let's take care of your other contribution. By the size of that bulge, it looks like your balls are already nice and full, ready for milking. I can feel you throbbing through your pants. You are doing so very well. Completely lost in euphoria. And I will make you feel even better. Let me just start rubbing slowly through the fabric. You don't have to do anything. Just lie there and let me take care of you. Feels good, right? The friction against the head of your cock as I rub and rub. And rub my delicate hand, my slender fingers, caressing your shaft through your clothing. Relax and enjoy this. And it's fine to let your thoughts drift, to start picturing other things in your mind. I wonder what you might fantasize about. Are you imagining the sight of my tits bouncing in front of you as I ride you? My soft moans of desire as I press my body against you? The softness of my lips as they meld with yours? Then, a sense of relief as I free your straining cock from your loosened pants at last. The feeling of pleasure as I take it in my hand. Yes, pleasure. There is only pleasure. Building. Let go of everything and submit to the pleasure. To the ecstasy flooding your body with every single word I say, with every single stroke of my hand. Submit to me, to my touch, my control. You want this. You want to come. And you are going to. You are going to come buckets. Because the pleasure just keeps building and building and building. My touch, my voice, keeps taking you closer and closer to the edge. Closer and closer to spurting out your seed. I can see you are nearly there. I'd better get the collection cup ready. Let me count you down. 5. You're doing so well. 4. What a good subject you are. 3. Nearly there. 2. Wait for it. You will come on 0. 1. I can see your balls starting to tighten up. And 0. Come for me. That's it. Shoot out your virial load. Ah, that's it. Your precious fluid is warming my hand right through the cup. How delightful. There, there. Such a big load you gave me. Good boy. Coming so hard must have left you so exhausted, though. That's all right. You can sleep for a bit. There's just one last thing that I'd like you to do. But I can tell you once you're asleep. You don't have to remember the details of what happened this evening. You can just let those fade away. Sleep. Hey. Hi there. Welcome back. I'm sorry to have to wake you, but our time is almost up. How are you feeling? It's usually a good sign when a donor drifts off to sleep at the end of the procedure. Amazing? Well, that's good to hear. But you're a bit hazy on what exactly happened? Don't worry about it. That's actually quite common. You must have really enjoyed it then. I'm so glad. You made quite a sizable donation, too. We do recommend that you drink a few extra glasses of water to make up for the fluids that you lost today. Feel free to come back anytime. Yes, of course, you can request to be seen by me next time. Just make the notation when you reserve. I do have a lengthy wait list, but I'll make a mental note to give you priority. Oh, don't you worry. I won't forget. I can never forget a tasty cutie like you.